Lifetime Show with Kyle Miller.
Everybody, how are you doing today? We have a wonderful show, a wonderful Drive Time show on this Friday afternoon. We've got, a new sauce, una salsa, a new sauce being unveiled by Heinz. Do you say Heinz? Heinz. 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 Yeah, Heinz. Anyway, they're unveiling a new sauce for the Queen. It's called Salad Queen to mark the Platinum Jubilee of the Queen. Anyway, we'll talk a little bit about that. Also, an interesting expression to discuss today and learn. Also, music from Stevie Wonder. Who? Stevie Wonder. Yeah, and it was this day in 1971 that Stevie Wonder, let's say he came of age, signing his record contract. On this day in 1971, we'll talk a bit about that. And also some other history, some news, some facts. We've got, oh, what a show. We got grammar, lots of questions from listeners, and my answers to those questions, plenty to talk about. So let's jump in, everybody. My name is Kyle Miller, and welcome to Drive Time.
Drive Time with Kyle Miller.
Welcome to the show, everybody. I thank you for tuning in. Thanks for deciding to join us and spend a little time with us here on this Friday afternoon.
That's right. Bueno, amigo.
Yeah, I know. It's always good. But today it's getting hot in Madrid. I live in Madrid, and we have San Isidro coming up. San Isidro. Tino likes it. He likes to go and dance the chotis, right? That's during San Isidro. So that's something you can do this weekend if you're in Madrid. There we go. Yeah, this is what will be going on this weekend in the middle of Madrid. Now, we have people listening from other parts of the world, so it might not be a holiday for them, but it is for the folks in Madrid. We'll have repeated shows on Monday as we enjoy the San Isidro holiday. But hey, let's get into today's show. Well, you have to warm up. Hay que calentar un poco. You got to warm up, right? We always do. Let's jump into the warm-up gym.
The warm-up gym.
Warm-up gym. Warm-up gym. All right, everybody, warm-up gym. Warm-up gym. So the way this works, I'm going to give you a sentence in Spanish, and you say it in English. Actually, I'm going to give you 10 sentences. 10 frases. 10 in Spanish, and you say them in English. Here we go. Los escoceses tienen un acento extraño. The Scottish have a strange accent. Mm-hmm. Los escoceses, the Scottish. The Scottish, we say. The Scottish. Now, we don't have to say Scottish is an adjective. So we say Scottish people, but we sometimes say the Scottish, the Spanish. The Scottish have a strange accent. Which is interesting because we wouldn't say the American. You can't say the American, but you can say the Scottish. You'd have to say the Americans, and then you're talking about a group of nouns, a plural noun. The Americans are coming. Americans like hamburgers, whatever. But you can't say American. But here, los escoceses, the Scottish. The Scottish have a strange accent. Tienen fama de ser tacaños. They're famous for being tight-fisted. Well, yeah. Now, fist is the puño. Puño apretado. Tight-fisted. Tight-fisted means que ahí tienes tu dinero and you're holding it tight or tightly because you don't want to spend money. Tacaño, right? You're tight-fisted. The Scottish. They're famous for being tight-fisted. Si yo fuera zurdo, podría hacerlo. If I were left-handed, si yo fuera zurdo, if I were left-handed, I could do it. Podría hacerlo. If I were left-handed, I could do it. Llevamos a esa gente de aquí. Perdona. Llevaos esa gente de aquí. Take those people away. Fuera.
¿Dónde?
Bueno, no sé, pero fuera. Take them away. Take those people away. Take those people away. Deja que te releve. Let me take over for you. Let me take over for you. To take over for. Phrasal verb. To take over for someone. To assume the responsibilities of someone else. To take over for someone. Let me take over. Let me take over for you. Let me take over for you. Esa gente es de mente muy estrecha. Those people are very narrow-minded. Those people are very narrow-minded. Those people are very narrow-minded. And here we have a guión medio, hyphen, because it's a compound adjective, narrow-minded. Primero, hacemos una previsión de ventas. Primero, hacemos una previsión de ventas. First, let's make a sales forecast. Forecast, previsión. First, let's make a sales forecast. Okay. Después, hacemos un plan de producción. Then, we make a production plan. Plan de producción. First, let's make a sales forecast. Then we make, siempre. So this is present simple. Primero hacemos una previsión de ventas. Después hacemos un plan de producción. Then we make a production plan. Make a plan.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Then we make a production plan. Con estos datos elaboramos el presupuesto de gastos. Eso sí, el presupuesto de gastos.
Podemos poner un texto.
All right. With this data, con estos datos elaboramos. With this data. Es curioso. This data. And with this data, we draw up the expense budget. Elaboramos el presupuesto de gastos. Elaborar. We have a phrasal verb. To draw up. Elaborar. Confeccionar. Cuando hablamos de planes formales, diseños, to draw up. Then, we draw up an expense budget. The expense budget. Presupuesto. budget. Por supuesto, of course, presupuesto, budget. With this data, we draw up the expense budget. Los gastos generales se comparten. Overhead expenses are shared. Claro, se comparten. Overhead expenses are shared. Mm-hmm. Se asignan a cada departamento según el número de empleados. Okay. Very good. They're allocated to each department according to the number of employees. 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 It's a good word. Employees. Empleados. Employees. They're allocated. Se asignan. They're assigned. You can say that. They're assigned. They're allocated. They're allocated to each department according to the number of employees. Mm-hmm. Algunos jefes de departamento se quejan de esta política. Es normal. Some department heads complain about this policy.
No more complaining.
Yeah, well, some department heads complain about this policy. Jefes de departamento, department heads. So, yeah, we can say como la cabeza del departamento, the head of the department head. And we have, in English, we like the word manager. We like the word manager, jefe de departamento. Bueno, we could say the manager of the department, the manager of the team manager, the manager of the company. Manager is a very, puede ser jefe, puede ser director, gerente. We like the word manager in English. And we don't say manager. We say manager. Manager. That G is pronounced like a CH. Ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch. Como cereza, no? Cherry, cherry, cherry. And then you activate the vocal cord, or the vocal cords, activando la voz, las cuerdas vocales. J, j, so, ch, 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 j, 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 manager, proyecto, project, project, no project, no, project, project manager, project manager, project manager. If you say project manager, suena bien. Para mí suena mejor project que project. Project, no, project. And then you activate the vocal cords, metiendo las cuerdas vocales encima de eso. Project, reject, project, change, changes, project management. These are the little things, the little details that are not, it's not hard to do, but you just have to think of it and do it. Hay que hacerlo. Activating the vocal cords. Okay? Okay? Okay, there you have it. So, yeah, think of that one. Okay, project, and the CH sound vocalized or voiced CH sound, and you get that nice J. Okay? Okay, anyway, there we go. I think we have a track. Do we, Tino? We do, where we're going to listen to someone talking, and then we'll discuss it, and we'll try to determine what he's talking about. I don't know what this one is today. It's una sorpresa incluso para mí. It's a surprise even for me. But let's hear it and try to see what's going on.
What's going on in your brain?
All right, Tina's going to play the sound. He's going to play the track, la pista, and we're going to guess it. All right, Tina, let's hear it.
No, I just know one thing. The first song I had to write was Shook Me All Night Long.
Wow.
And I remember sitting there, you know, and me, this is when me passion with cars comes in. The first line I wrote was, she was a fast machine, she kept the motor clean, she was the best damn woman. And I went, I'm writing about cars again.
Right.
And I give it to Marla next morning. He's going, hey, are you writing about cars? I went, no, I said, I'm trying to be, like, the women in the car. And he said, ah, no. Well, he's made it sounds great.
Wow. What do you say, Tino? Can you understand it? Difícil, eh? So he's talking. This is Brian Johnson of AC/DC. Acerece. He's talking about writing the song You Shook Me All Night Long. You know that song, right, Tino? Maybe we could even dig it up. It's un clásico. You Shook Me All Night Long. And he says, well, I started off writing the song, she was a fast machine, she kept her motor clean, she was the best damn woman that I'd ever seen. It starts off like that. So he was writing and he's like, oh, here I am writing about cars again, hablando de los coches. But it's a metaphor. Well, not even a metaphor. He directly says she was the best damn woman. So he's talking about a woman, and he's using a car metaphor. Talking about this hot rod car, this fast car. And he's making a comparison. Then he talks about running it by, I don't know if he said Malcolm or Angus Young, one of the Young brothers in the band. And then he imitates them. Because they speak with an Australian accent. Says, yeah, you complain, you're comparing it to cars again. You're comparing it to cars, los coches. So he does an impersonation of either Malcolm or Angus Young, one of the Young brothers of AC/DC. Let's hear it one more time, Tino.
No, I just know one thing. The first song I had to write was Shook Me All Night Long.
Wow.
And I remember sitting there, you know, and me, this is when me passion with cars comes in. The first line I wrote was, she was a fast machine, she kept the motor clean, she was the best damn woman. And I went, I'm writing about cars again.
Right.
And I give it to Marla next morning. He's going, hey, are you writing about cars? I went, no, I said, I'm trying to be, like, the women in the car. And he said, ah, no.
No worries, mate. It sounds great. Means no te preocupes, amigo. Suena bien. No worries, mate. Sounds great. No te preocupes, amigo. Suena bien. In Australian English. So yeah, he was talking about how he presented the song to, he said, Mal. He's referring to Malcolm Young, rhythm guitarist and founder of AC/DC. I presented it to Mal, and he said, no worries, mate. Sounds great. No te preocupes, suena bien. And he says, I brought in, he said, mi passion for cars. Mi passion. And that's bad English. Está mal dicho. It should be my passion. Mi pasión, my. Mi, bueno, refleja mi pasión para los coches. My passion for cars. But he says me. And that's a typical slang English mistake, let's say, that some native speakers make, such as Brian Johnson of AC/DC. Okay? Ya sabes. All right. Anyway, there you have it. So that was today's What's Going On, featuring Brian Johnson of AC/DC. Maybe just before we go, why don't we listen to it one more time? Now that we understand it perfectly, if you still have it there, let's hear it one more time, Tino.
No, I just know one thing. The first song I had to write was Shook Me All Night Long.
Wow.
And I remember sitting there, you know, and me, this is when me passion with cars comes in. The first line I wrote was, she was a fast machine, she kept the motor clean, she was the best damn woman. And I went, I'm writing about cars again.
Right.
And I give it to Marla next morning. He's going, hey, are you writing about cars? I went, no, I said, I'm trying to be, like, the women in the car. And he said, ah, no. Well, he's made it sounds great.
There you go. There you go. All right, we're going to move on, though, folks. Hopefully you understood that now the third time. Let's go ahead and take a strange step into the world, or the weird world, I should say, not strange news. Let's talk about today's weird news. Weird news. Weird news. Weird news, everybody. And Heinz, the Heinz sauce company, the food and beverage giant, is unveiling called what a sauce called HM sauce and Salad Queen, two sauces, to mark the Platinum Jubilee. These condiments will be available on supermarket shelves this week ahead of the parties, picnic, and parades over the four-day holiday in June. The Platinum Jubilee, yeah. So this is the Queen's anniversary on the throne. The anniversary of her being a queen is what they call the Jubilee, and the British love it. They're going to be available on supermarket shelves from this week ahead of the parties, picnics, and parades over the four-day holiday in June, or as the British like to call it, a bank holiday. For some reason, the British say a bank holiday. I guess the banks are closed. Now, after their contents have been put on different meals, well, the empty bottle could serve as a souvenir as well. As Heinz senior brand manager says, it's an extraordinary moment for the Queen and the great British public, she says. And we would like to celebrate with two of our most well-loved and historic sauces. So these are limited edition bottles in time for the Jubilee that felt like a perfect fit. We hope our customers enjoy these celebratory designs and they add a squeeze of fun to the Jubilee celebrations. However, one is celebrating. That's a very royal way of speaking. One. As one should know, and this, the use of one is something that the Queen, I think you have to be British, really, to use that one. One. Whereas everyone else would say you. All right. In a recent poll, people of Britain, suggest that about 50% see the Jubilee as an opportunity to enjoy British foods such as afternoon tea, strawberries and cream, and fish and chips. There you go. Now, Heinz has mustard. They have many other sauces, let's say. And they've also had some other brands with special packaging for this event as well. But the two main ones are these, the HM sauce and the Salad Queen, it's being called. The British really love the royalty. They love the royals, you know. I think you have to be there to understand it. For the rest of us, you know, we don't have that passion. Like, you don't have that passion for the royal family in Spain like you do in England, I think. Tino, maybe. But anyway. Okay, let's see. We have people writing in. Fran says, hi, Kyle. I understand that you want to stress the J sound when you say project. But if you stress it over the second syllable, project, you mean, in other word, the verb. That's right. Correct. Yeah, so we have project and project, the verb. In my project, I had to project images. To project, project, da-da. Da-da, project, el verbo, the verb. And as a noun, the project. Data, data, project, project. Absolutely right, Fran. Correct. Well said, Fran. Now we have people writing in. Later on, we'll get into the questions from our... for the BioQuest portion of the show, but I did have a quick question here from Jaime, and I have just a minute, so it's perfect time. He says, I'm going to be the trailblazer asking a question, because it was the first question on this thread, this question area in the Facebook group. This is in the free Facebook group, guys, English with Kyle. Make sure you join. And we have, he says, can you show me, explain how to use the verb to hang, que es colgar? Phrasal verbs and pronunciation in the past. Okay, the pronunciation hang, hung, hung, hung. It rhymes with tongue, como la lengua, tongue. Every day I hang, yesterday I hung, lately I have hung. Okay? And, well, phrasal verbs with hang. Let me think. Hang up, colgar el teléfono. to hang in there means aguanta, sigue. Okay? Want to hang over, como sustantivo, hang over, eso es resaca. Those are the three that I can think of, but the pronunciation, every day I hang, yesterday I hung, lately I have hung. Okay, I hope that answers your question. Jaime, thank you for that. We'll get to a bunch more questions in the by request portion of the show later on. We're going to take a short break, but we'll be back in a few minutes. I'll leave you with some AC/DC. We'll be back in a couple minutes, so don't touch that dial.
Si tienes un smartphone o una tablet, no tienes excusas. Descarga ya nuestra app de Vaughan Radio y podrás escuchar nuestra radio en directo, enviarnos tus tweets, conocer nuestra parrilla, acceder a nuestros podcasts y enterarte de todas las novedades de Vaughan. Aprende inglés en cualquier momento y en cualquier lugar con la app de Vaughan Radio.
I have personally taught 2,000 people. I have supervised the teaching of more than 50,000. I know what works and I know what doesn't work. The secret is the motivation of the student. It's the student who learns the language. It's the student who solves the problem. However, the catalyst, el culpable del bien, is the Vaughan method and the Vaughan teacher. We transform the student into our accomplice, nuestro cómplice, cómplice en el crimen de aprender inglés de verdad.
Este curso tus hijos se volverán locos por el inglés. Tráelos a nuestro Club Junior y vendrán a clase locos de contentos. En el Club Junior aprenden inglés mientras se divierten. Infórmate sobre las clases de nuestro Club Junior en el 91-133-5832 o en grupovaughan.com.
Haz una pausa y disfruta mejorando, aprendiendo con tu curso trimestral por videoconferencia. Con todo el dinamismo e intensidad de una clase Vaughan en una plataforma rápida y de fácil instalación. Por fin llega tu mejor momento del día. Cursos trimestrales por videoconferencia. Haz tu reserva en el 91-133-5833. 91-133-5833.
Gain fluency. Gain fluency with Richard Vaughan. I wrote this book last summer in fall. It's a very, very simple book. Very straightforward. But it's a very, very powerful book. It will triple your fluency and effectiveness when you speak. However, it's designed only for those people who truly want to make big progress. And to make big progress, you have to work hard. Before you buy the book, read the instructions. If they terrify you, if they horrify you, or if you refuse to subscribe to my philosophy, don't buy it. Don't buy the book. Don't waste your money. But if you are willing to make the effort, if you are willing to join me in the journey from point A to point B, you will witness a miracle. Hard work produces more miracles than any other strategy or approach. Gain fluency with Richard Vaughan.
Prueba el método Vaughan con nuestro curso trimestral. Elige entre nuestra modalidad presencial o por videoconferencia. Y el resto, déjanoslo a nosotros. 3 meses de listening y speaking con los mejores profesores del mercado. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate. Curso trimestral de Vaughan.
Sí, dígame.
Ahora tu profesor Vaughan desde tu casa, la oficina. Tu profesor Vaughan en clases telefónicas. Ahora más fácil y cómodo. Consigue uno de los 3 planes de formación en grupovaughan.com/clases-telefónicas.
Nuestros campamentos este año tienen un extra de diversión. Tanto si buscas un planazo de ciudad o darles un verano de multiaventura en inglés, tenemos un plan diseñado donde el aprendizaje y la diversión van de la mano. Más información en grupovaughan.com.
Para más información sobre cualquiera de nuestros cursos, llámanos al 91-133-5833 y te ayudaremos con lo que necesites. 91-133-5833.
Estás escuchando Vaughan Radio.
You're listening to Vaughan Radio.
You're listening to Vaughan Radio.
You're listening.
You're listening to Vaughan Radio.
You're listening.
You're listening.
You're listening.
Tune in every day.
Vaughan Radio.
You're listening to The Drive Time Show with Kyle Miller.
We're back, everybody. It is Superstitious, not Superstition. The song is called Superstitious, and it came out on a record called Talking Book by, of course, Stevie Wonder in 1973. And this song went to number one in both the U.S. and the U.K. He wrote it about the dangers of believing in superstitions and some of the bad luck superstitions he alluded to include walking under a ladder, breaking a mirror, and the number 13. Now, this song was intended to be written. It was written as a song for Jeff Beck, who was brought in to play some guitar parts on the album in exchange for a song. At one of the sessions, Stevie came up with this riff and wrote the lyrics and recorded a rough version of the song that day for Jeff Beck. Now, it took Jeff Beck a while to record the song, and by the time he had released it, Stevie's version had been out for a month. It was already a huge hit. It caused a little bit of a disturbance, I think, between the two. And Stevie Wonder started off his career very young. They used to call him Little Stevie Wonder. And he was blind from a very young age. Young age or maybe even from... Yeah, I think from a young age. I don't think he was born blind. I think he went blind when he was very young, if I'm not mistaken. And they called him Little Stevie Wonder. And by the time he turned 21, his first record contract with Motown Records was actually coming to an end. Acabando con 21 años, acabando su, ending his first record contract. And by this time, his records were selling so well that he had clout, right? He had influence called clout. So he was able to negotiate better terms with his record label and sign a deal which gave him unprecedented control over his music. He got a large share of the royalties and publishing rights, and he got to basically do whatever he wanted musically. So he didn't have the record label demanding releases on a certain schedule or a certain pace. He had complete freedom. Anyway, let's take a look at the lyrics. La letra, the lyrics to the song. Here we have Very Superstitious, Writings on the Wall. Now, if you say the writing is on the wall, do you know that expression, Tino? The writing's on the wall. Está escrito en la pared. It's like it is inevitable. Va a pasar seguro. It's going to happen. Y todo el mundo lo sabe. The writing is on the wall. It's obvious. It's going to happen. Very superstitious. The ladder's about to fall. 13-month-old baby broke the looking glass. 7 years of bad luck. The good things in your past. So making reference to all these luck things and things that are considered to be bad luck. Qué miedo. When you believe in things that you don't understand, then you suffer. Superstition ain't the way. Superstition ain't the way. No es el camino. No es la manera. Very superstitious. Wash your face and hands. Lávate la cara y los manos. La cara y los manos. Rid me of the problem. So get rid of. Deshacerte. Echar. Tirar. Rid me of the problem. Do all that you can. Keep me in a daydream. Keep me going strong. If you don't want to save me, sad is my song. But when you believe in things that you don't understand, then you suffer. Superstition ain't the way. Very superstitious, nothing more to say. Very superstitious, the devil's on his way. 13-month-old baby broke the looking glass. 7 years of bad luck, good things in your past. When you believe in things that you don't understand, then you suffer. Superstition ain't the way.
A lo mejor te interesa, miedo.
All right, everybody. Indeed, indeed. There we go, folks. Superstition, it's the great Stevie Wonder, everybody, here on the Drive Time Show today. And I'll talk to you a little bit later about more about Stevie Wonder and the record contract that he signed. He was 11 years old when he signed his first contract with Tamla Records. So we'll talk a little bit more about that in our history section. But let's move on, everybody. Vamos a otra cosa. In fact, we have an interactive section for you, I think, Tino, right? He says, claro que sí. An interactive section that we do just about every day. I'm talking about our Twitter translation.
Twitter translation.
Twitter translation, everybody. You know how this works. Ya sabes. I'm going to give you a sentence in Spanish, and you say it in English, of course, on Twitter or on Instagram as well. We're on Instagram. Estamos en Instagram. También. Tino, how can they find me online?
Pero todavía no sigues a Kyle en Twitter y en Instagram. No sabes cómo se llama. Se llama...
I'm Kyle Miller.
O lo que es lo mismo. I.M. Kyle Millar.
¡Olé!
All right, everybody. Okie doke. Let's take a look. Here we go. ¿Cómo se dice en inglés? Quiero halagar el cable. Cable. Quiero alargar el cable. That was like a tongue twister for me. Quiero alargar el cable. Alargar el cable. Alargar el cable. Pero ¿qué hace el guiri? Quiero alargar el cable. Tell me how to say that in English, people. Let me know. Mándame un tweet. Send me a tweet. Send me a message on Twitter or on Instagram. Because it's an interesting structure, this idea of alargar. Fortalecer. El músculo. Ah. Ensuciar. El suelo. O lo que sea. Well, how would we say this? Alargar. Quiero alargar el cable. So tell me how to say that one in English, and we'll talk about it a little bit later on. But for now, let's go ahead with our... how about we go ahead with our drive time phrasal verb?
Drive time phrasal verb!
Okay, everybody. It's time for our drive time phrasal verb. And today, to bump into... Bump into, which is toparse, chocarse. So we can have the physical to bump into a tree, bump into the wall. Or we also have to bump into, which is like encontrar con alguien sin buscarle, right? Adivina con quien me topé el otro día. Guess who I bumped into the other day? The example I always give, I was down on Gran Vía. Remember? I was down on Gran Vía and I bumped into Tino. Tino, hey, ¿qué pasa? ¿Qué haces aquí, hombre? Qué raro. Qué
casualidad. Buenas tardes, Kyle.
Qué casualidad. Right? To bump into someone. You find someone without looking for them.
Ah, hola.
You're down on the you're walking down Las Ramblas. Hey, it's Fitz, everybody, down on Las Ramblas. You bump into him. Bump into someone. To bump into, to run into someone. To bump, run into is sort of the same. To bump into someone, to run into someone. Él se topó con su ex mujer en el supermercado. He bumped into his ex-wife at the supermarket. Él se sorprendió al toparse con su antiguo jefe. He was surprised to bump into his old boss. Claro. Su antiguo jefe. ¿Qué pasa, jefe? His old boss. Imagine if you said that every time you see your boss. ¿Qué pasa, jefe? Qué mala suerte toparse con Jones. What bad luck it was bumping into Jones. Nunca sabes con quién te toparás. You never know who you'll run into. Bump into, run into. But it can also mean physically, right? To bump into a tree. Now, Tino, let's be honest. When you're parking a car, do you bump into the car in front of you or behind you sometimes?
Sí.
Every time? Cada vez o no?
No.
Okay, not every time. Not every time. Tino's able to answer with the Fitz soundboard. Actually, that'd be a good idea. We could make a whole soundboard of Fitz answering different questions in Spanish.
Perfecto.
Yeah. Perfecto. Yeah. And that's a good idea. I agree. It's a good idea. They have this idea in Spain, aparcar por oído. Right? You back out. Boom. Oh, time to go forward. Yeah, it's time to go forward. Go back until you hit, till you touch. That's something that wouldn't work in the United States. You do that in Texas and someone's going to pull out a gun and come and put it in your face.
Put up your dukes.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's a different culture. It's a different culture around parking, everybody. Se parca de otra manera. But Tino, I have to admit, this is for the record. I'm saying this on the record for the radio. This is my personal opinion. Tino is the best parker that I know. Aparcas muy bien.
Sí, mira, un poco sí.
When Tino and I drive around, which is sometimes, de vez en cuando, a veces vamos en coche, por ahí, and he parks. You got to see this man park. Hay que verlo, eh? It's impressive. I've told many people, you got to see this man park a car. Otro nivel. Right? We've parked in the center of Madrid. We've parked in around Gran Vía before. I don't remember why, what we were doing, but we were driving around and we had to park a couple of years ago. And man, he put that in. It's like you could put like a playing card, una carta, in front and behind. That was it, man. He put that in there like magic. Well, he's a parking expert. He parks very well. Something I'm not. I enjoy parking. I actually kind of enjoy trying it, but. You know, I wouldn't say I'm the best. Anyway. Well, speaking of parking and driving, why don't we go ahead to take a look at some people who drive all the time. I have a special section for them. I'm talking about today's taxi time.
Ah. It's taxi time.
Taxi time.
Taxi time.
Taxi time.
It's taxi time.
Taxi time.
That was taxi time.
Taxi time.
It's taxi time.
Taxi time.
That was taxi time.
Taxi time.
It's taxi time.
Taxi time.
That was taxi time.
Taxi time.
It's taxi time.
Taxi time.
Taxi time.
Yeah.
Hola, Kyle. Muy buenas tardes. Javi, Frestas y Dave, aquí speaking. Pues aquí estoy con unos clientes que he recogido, unos anglos que los he recogido en el aeropuerto, y aquí estamos, pues en el maletero del coche, echándonos un billar. Y pues nada, necesito que me asesores a ver cómo les puedo decir yo en inglés que si quieren invertir en este negocio, pues que no hay ningún problema, que yo tengo la patente aquí en España y que si quieren hacer negocio tiene que ser conmigo. Y además, esto es el último grito.
Okay, so he's talking about the patent on a pool hall, right? En el sitio. Now, I didn't know you could get a patent on that, but he claims that he's got the patent, or he has the license, la licencia, el patente, the patent or the license to open a pool hall. Pool hall. So he's talking about the place, right? Tino, el sitio donde se juega, right? So okay, apparently he set it up in the trunk of his car. So I think this is a fictitious, I believe this is a fictional situation, people. I believe this is a fictional situation, but it allows us to explore some vocabulary. But he's saying he set up a pool hall. So, un bar, donde se juega billar. place where you play pool. It's called a pool hall. H-A-L-L, pool hall. And basically he's saying he set up a pool hall in his trunk.
Es una cosa muy rara.
It is a very strange thing. It is a strange thing, but he says he's got the patent on it. Best of luck to that, to him, for that one. All right, strange, but hey, why not in today's taxi time? I think I'd like to do some interrogative. I think I'd like to practice with the world's best exercise for developing and mastering the interrogative form. We do this almost every day. If you struggle with this, then listen to it and then come back and listen to it again in our app. Or the Vaughn Radio app, or also at iVox, and search for Drive Time, because this is worth practicing, everybody. I'm talking about today's interrogative challenge.
Interrogative challenge.
That's right, folks. The most intense minute in Spanish radio, the Drive Time Interrogative Challenge. I'm going to give you the answer, and you ask me the question. Yo la respuesta, tú la pregunta. Okay? Yeah! All right, okay. Here we go, number one. She's worried about the new project. What is she worried about? Hey, what is she worried about? What is she worried about? Oh, she's worried about the new project. Number two, I tried on the green shirt first. Which shirt did you try on first? Which shirt did you try on first? Oh, the green shirt, el verde. I tried on the green shirt first. Number three, they're from Cincinnati. Where are they from? Where are they from? Yeah, they're from Cincinnati. Cincinnati is in Ohio. Where is Cincinnati? Where is Cincinnati? About 300,000 people live in Cincinnati. How many people live in Cincinnati? Only 300,000. It's not that big, Tino. No es tan grande. Only about 300,000 people live in Cincinnati. Okay. She's not working because she's sick. Why isn't she working? Hey, why isn't she working? Oh, because she's sick. Because she's sick. Mm-hmm. You should go by taxi. Should I go? How should I go? The new rule has been enforced for half a year. Sorry, in force. How long has the new rule been in force? In force. I've been waiting for her for 30 minutes. How long have you been waiting for her? How long have you been waiting for her? Procter & Gamble has its headquarters in Cincinnati. What company has its headquarters in Cincinnati? Procter & Gamble. Yeah, P&G. Mm-hmm. This book is mine. is this? Whose book is this? Oh, it's mine. And finally, the last one. I've had this tie for 3 years. How long have you had this tie? Or that tie? How long have you had that tie? Well, for 3 years. I have had this tie for 3 years. All right. There we go. I got a little, I'm not going to say distracted, but I started looking at Cincinnati, Tino. I started looking at facts about Cincinnati, and I have some interesting facts about Cincinnati. Did you know that they have something called Cincinnati chili? Now, you know what chili is, right? Chili. No, de frío, sino un tipo de sopa. Chili is like almost like como chile con carne. If you ever had that, it's like it's got meat and beans, and in a tomato-based sauce. But Cincinnati chili is a spiced sauce served over noodles, usually topped with cheese and often with diced onions and or beans. And it's their best known regional food. A variety of recipes are served by places including Skyline Chili, Gold Star Chili, Dixie Chili in Delhi. I want to try this. It was first developed by Macedonian immigrant restaurateurs in the 20s. Cincinnati has been called the chili capital of America, Tino. The chili capital of America. And often chili capital of the world, because it has more chili restaurants per capita than any other place in the world. Chili. Chili con carne. I mean, I think you say it in Spanish, right? Chili? Yeah. Now, there's another dish here called gueta. Now, this is a meat and grain sausage. It's como tipo de salchicha. But it's often not in a... It's often just like a mush. Like if you take a sausage out of the case, and then it's like a puree almost, de salchicha. German inspiration, mostly composed of ground meat, pork or pork and beef, oats, avena, and spices. Mmm. Interesting. Now they also have, I guess the big food is chili. Cincinnati chili. I didn't know about this. It looks good. I'm looking at some pictures of this, and it looks pretty tasty, Tino. It looks pretty tasty, everybody. Cincinnati chili. All right. The city of Cincinnati is a place I find it to be an interesting place. They, of course, have the Cincinnati Reds baseball team. The Bengals is their NFL football team. And they have a stadium there that holds over 60,000. So that's not bad for a city with 300,000 in population to have a city. So that's, what, one-fifth. It's like 20% of the city can fit into the stadium at any given time. It's pretty impressive. Anyway, we're just about out of time, everybody. But coming up on the Drive Time Show, we do have a lot more to talk about today. Coming up, we're going to look at some history. We're going to talk a little bit more about Stevie Wonder today. And also, the world's most expensive diamond ever was sold in Switzerland on this day in 2009. We're going to talk about this diamond, the Star of Josephine. In 2009. But who was Josephine? Well, I'll tell you after the break. Also, questions from listeners like you in our by request portion of the show. And we're going to have a bit more grammar, vocabulary, pronunciation, and so much more. Lots to squeeze into, lots to fit into the final half hour of today's Drive Time Show. And remember, if you want more, you can find more Drive Time at iVox, evox.com, and download the show or play it for free in the iVox podcast player.
iVox.com or through the iVox app, IVOOX. And, of course, you can also listen to us at any time on the Vaughn Radio app. Make sure you have downloaded the Vaughn Radio app. No cuesta nada. It's completely free. Anyway, I'm going to take a short break, but I'll be back in a few minutes, so don't touch that dial.
Excuse me, Richard, what does strive mean? To strive? Yes. What does it mean? It means esforzarse. And what does endeavor mean? Endeavor? As a noun or as a verb? Both. Well, as a noun, it means esfuerzo or empeño. And as a verb, it means esforzarse, like strive. And one more question. What does go all out mean? Go all out? That's a phrasal verb. Yes, yes, but what does it mean? Go all out? It means darlo todo, or dejarse la piel, or hacer hasta lo imposible. Thank you, Richard. Do you know why I'm asking these questions? Yes, I do. Yes, I know why. It's because you're a student of the Vaughn Method. You're a product of Vaughn. It's logical that you want to strive, to endeavor, and to go all out. That's what we call motivation, inspiration, and impetus. That's what happens when a student encounters the Vaughn Method.
Hey, have you heard about our trimestrales? No? Well, let me tell you all about them. The program lasts 3 months. Eso es, dura tres meses. Many different timetables to choose from. From Monday to Friday, Saturdays in the morning. And you'll have plenty of homework. And your teacher will correct your homework and check it to make sure you're making progress. Find out more now. Our trimestrales at Vaughn. Small groups, only 4 to 6 students per class. And the class is focused on speaking and using the language. Contact us and find out about trimestrales with one of our dynamic Vaughn teachers. You won't regret it. No te arrepentirás. More information at GrupoVaughan.com.
¿Quieres un planazo de verano para tus hijos en la ciudad? En Vaughan ya lo tenemos todo organizado para que no tengas que preocuparte por nada. Más de 10 colegios en Madrid y alrededores para que aprendan mientras se divierten en nuestros campamentos urbanos. Llama al 91 700 11 99 y te lo contamos todo.
Si necesitas mejorar tu inglés sin perder el tiempo, con un método que realmente funciona, hazte con uno de nuestros cursos trimestrales. Infórmate sin compromiso en el 91-133-5833 o en grupovaughan.com.
If you spend 6 days in Vaughntown, you'll never be afraid to express yourself in English again. You will never feel insecure when you speak. This change, this psychological transformation happens in 6 days. It never happens in the classroom. The teacher in the classroom focuses on structure and oral practice. Vaughntown gives you wings. Te da alas.
Don Quijote y Sancho Panza. Cleopatra y Marco Antonio. Adán y Eva. Romeo y Julieta. Vaughan y Disney.
Sí, ya lo has oído. Vaughan y Disney siguen colaborando para que tus hijos aprendan inglés mientras se divierten. La magia de Disney con la calidad de Vaughan. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate.
Si tienes un smartphone o una tablet, no tienes excusas. Descarga ya nuestra app de Vaughan Radio y podrás escuchar nuestra radio en directo, enviarnos tus tweets, conocer nuestra parrilla, acceder a nuestros podcasts y enterarte de todas las novedades de Vaughan. Aprende inglés en cualquier momento y en cualquier lugar con la app de Vaughan Radio.
Para más información sobre cualquiera de nuestros cursos, llámanos al 91-133-5833 y te ayudaremos con lo que necesites. 91-133-5833.